Mick McGill walks around Kentucky Down Under with a sense of pride. Even 10,000 miles away, he feels at home. His face beams as he picks up Weston, a red kangaroo who is spoiled.
He's my good boy, huh? This is my little baby I raised at home, so he thinks I'm his mother. He's about a year and 3 months now.
This 12-acre attraction in Horse Cave has 37 species of animals, from kangaroos and wallabies to camels and emus. For someone who loves animals and his home country, the news these days is hard to watch for McGill. It's the middle of summer in Australia, and wildfires have burned more than 12 million acres of his homeland. At least 24 people have been killed, and more than 2,000 homes have been destroyed. McGill grew up in the state of Victoria, where he still has family.
My uncle actually posted a picture and from his front porch, and just one morning the entire skyline was on fire. It's really just heartbreaking to see.
The wildfires in Australia began in September and are expected to last several more months. Firefighters are struggling to get the upper hand. The country is experiencing the worst droughts and hottest temperatures on record.
The issue with the Australian wildfires is that they travel so quickly because the eucalyptus trees that are down there are actually highly flammable, and the entire country is filled with eucalyptus tree.
The fires are fast moving, and the animals can't get out quickly enough. Even kangaroos that can travel 25 miles an hour can't escape the flames. More than a billion animals, just like the ones at Kentucky Down Under, have perished, and many more are injured. McGill felt like he had to do something. 50% of the attraction's proceeds this month will go to Australia Zoo, which is coordinating efforts to care for the animals.
All of them have, you know, been suffering burns, but even their food source is now wiped out. You know, they can only eat eucalyptus. That's the only food they can eat. And out of the 30 different species of eucalyptus, they can only eat 6 or 7. You know, even the ones left behind afterwards are now going to be facing food shortages.
It's the off-season at Kentucky Down Under. The zoo typically gets a couple of calls a day during the winter. But McGill says he's been fielding about 150 calls lately from people wanting to make donations to relief efforts in Australia. McGill says he's amazed by the show of compassion from the bluegrass to the outback. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.